says that we have no idea where the world's body of Moses is buried. Apparently, according to the Old Testament, God's the only one who knows where his physical body was buried. Now, the funny part about the argument is that apparently the devil does not know, and this is a problem for him. And the reason this is so funny to me is because what David said last night about people that come forward for prayer and then begin to give testimony about what the devil is doing in their life. Right? My dad was in the ministry 54 years, full-time ministry, passed away at the age of 83. People would come to him for prayer and they begin immediately, you know, testifying of the power of the devil. And my dad would be known on occasion to say out loud, "Shut up, devil!" While the person standing right there in front of him. "Shut up, devil! You don't even know where Moses is buried." My dad would get along great, man. Okay, so every now and then the enemy comes against your finances. Told you I was going to tie it in. And sometimes you have less than nothing in your bank account, and you know that there's something going on here where there's an attack against the provision on your house because it is in your heart to be a generous blessing. And I tell you what, every now and then you see the weight of a checkbook and say, "You know what? You can't touch my finances. You don't even know where Moses is buried." Anytime the devil tries to exalt himself in your presence, just turn and look at him and say, "Hey, have you found Moses yet?" Woo! Oh, I hope you're happy this morning. We believe in a victorious God, and we just refuse to preach defeat the devil back into business again. You're more victorious than you think. Yeah. So Lord, we bless this house, and I just call the finances of every family and every person in this house blessed. Supernatural provision. Be blessed to be a blessing. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Promotion. Promotion that comes from you. May it explode all over this house, all over this city. God, we thank you that we live under an open heaven of blessing. That Austin, in the middle of a downed economy, has remained recession-proof. And we give gratitude and glory to you, O God. Wow. Let us be a resource for the nations. Let us see in our day a provision come from this city, from this house, from this people, that so shakes and blesses the nations that they won't, wow. It's like Psalm says, they'll see the blessing of the Lord and fear, that there's such a blessing coming upon the people of God that will literally cause the nations to tremble in fear. Thank you, Jesus. And if you agree, say amen. Amen. We're going to have offering plates all across the front up here. Pastor Bill, tell us how we're going to split this up today.
I'm glad to know that we can start telling the devil, you know, Moses. I mean, like that revelation. What we're going to do today, you know, we want to, I just got a revelation when you were speaking. It just stuck, really got in my heart. You know, if you can really get yourself out of your poverty, you can get yourself out of debt. And, you know, we've never, in fact, pushed you for money at this church. And for 30 years, God's provided. Isn't that awesome? And, you know, I never believed that you have to push people to give. We should give because it's in our heart to give. But we also know that it's part of the covenant of God. It's a law of the Lord that the giving that we will receive. And we don't give simply to get back. But we give because of who he is and what he gave to us. And I want to thank you for your tithes and offerings this morning, but also want to ask you this morning to prayerfully consider sowing the seed into the Hogan Ministry, their freedom ministry in Mexico. And I finally found another brother I could call it El Flaco El Guapo.
What is that?
I hope I said that right. Yeah. One time I was preaching back in the 70s, I went to Monterey to preach. And so I practiced up before I got down there. And back then, that's what they used to call me, El Gordo. And I thought that was an affectionate term until I found out what it meant. I'd much rather be on El Flaco than El Gordo. How many don't know what El Flaco, El Guapo means? It means a skinny, handsome one. You figured it out by now. But I was in Monterey, Brother David, and I got up, and by the Spanish-speaking people in Lubbock Church, they kind of helped me with this. I rehearsed this whole deal to greet the people. About halfway through, the whole place just fell out laughing.
Excuse me. I looked around.
And apparently, I said some bad words in my greeting, but they had a lot of grace. A lot of grace for me. I never did learn what the bad words were, but I forgot what I said. Thank you, Lord. But we want to celebrate Seed today in this ministry in Mexico. What an incredible story of how this couple, David and Debbie Hogan, have established in Mexico an incredible work of God. Just phenomenal. Hundreds of churches, miraculous healings, resurrection of the dead, establishing the kingdom of God in a place among the Indian tribes there in Mexico. What a noble work for the Lord that is. How many know that's, you have to have a lot of courage, a lot of God in you in order to do that. And we've heard of you for many years. So honored the ministry you guys have there. Honored you as the vessels of the Lord. And we want to bless not just this couple, but we want to bless this whole ministry that they have this morning. So I'd like you to lift up your hands for envelopes. This is the cash debit card. And also to designate offerings that you'd like to go for the Hogan Ministry of Mexico. Be sure to designate this morning. You're just going to make out one check and for tithes and offerings. And you're going to put so much for the Hogans. Be sure to mark that clearly on there. And I'd really like to see everyone this morning get something. Maybe if you came, you didn't have a penny in your pocket. Turn to the guy next to you and say, give me a dollar. If you're bold enough to do that, the guy that just got turned to you should give him a dollar. But everyone bring an offering. Let's have 100% giving this morning.